CPS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe.
I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, March 25th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. The dulcet tones of Steve Wiltfong will grace the airwaves here. 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting. How goes it?
Going to be another 60-degree day here in Indianapolis suburbs, sending that weather down I-70 through Dayton on the way to Columbus. But I think we have a little bit of rain coming behind that. But Daniel, the sun is always shining on Ohio State recruiting.
We certainly know that. Steve was fortunate enough to attend the NCAA tournament in Indy before heading out to Atlanta for a recruiting event at which there were several big time Ohio State targets. And by big time, I mean they are big, large dudes: Addison Nichols, Lebius Overton, Walter Nolan, Tyler Booker. Try and feed those guys for a weekend. You were down there. You talked to a bunch. So let's go through these guys, what you thought of them as prospects, getting to see them on the hoof, and then any thoughts you have on what they felt about Ohio State. First, let's talk about Addison Nichols.
Well, Addison Nichols was our top overall offensive performer at the camp. You know, he's just a fundamentally sound football player that can anchor. He's strong at the point of attack. Has good feet. You know, I think he's a guy that's going to end up on the interior on the college level, but it was easy to see in that setting why the young man's so coveted. Ohio State's definitely near the top of his list with Georgia and USC. He's going to take some officials in June and then make a decision in July. And I think that, you know, the Buckeyes are firmly in that one. I'd probably give the slight nod to Georgia right now, but nothing is final. He's not close to making a decision. He's a very people person, wants to get in front of the people on his visits and see how he engages and interacts with the players in the locker room and the coaches in person. So those officials will be big for Addison Nichols.
All right. One more thing I want you to add in here. You are really good at determining whether or not you think the guy is an ultimate fit for the Ohio State culture. So let's add that in there. And for Addison Nichols, what do you think?
Yes, he can fit in anywhere. Yeah.
The next guy, and we debated before the show whether to even discuss him. He is good enough that we have to discuss. I think it's a huge long shot given the fact that he has so much Tuscaloosa ties. But Lebius Overton is about as impressive as a prospect as you can get. What do you think?
Yeah, man, he's the number one player in the top 247 for a reason. Just is so explosive. Change of direction is off the charts for a defensive end. He has the dual sport offer from Ohio State, football and basketball. When I asked, you know, his recruitment's early, he says he can't see himself anywhere yet, but the four schools probably doing the best job early on were Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Texas A&M. Now his father used to work at Texas A&M and Alabama in administration. His dad's now the AD at Kennesaw State. His mom has also worked in administration at those places. Alabama, Texas A&M. So his dad played football at Oklahoma. His mom played volleyball at Kentucky. He comes from a family of high achievers, both on the field and in the classroom. Both are important in this process. He is another that is an absolute fit anywhere in the country from a personality standpoint. He could go from Princeton to USC to Stanford to Ohio State to Alabama to Clemson, anywhere. He is a guy that checks every box on and off the field. And Ohio State is one of the schools doing the best job with them early.
I mean, you could make an argument right now that if you were taking bets on who's going to be a top five NFL draft pick, Lebius Overton would be easy money there. It's just such a hard deal to get kids out of the South. But like you said, he's that good, though. People, go check him out. another big and impressive fellow that we've talked a lot about that probably is not as good of a fit, Walter Nolan. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Walter Nolan was a dominant player in this setting as well. Just your already ready-made defensive tackle to come in and make an impact physically. He says he knows of three official visits right now, Georgia, Ohio State, and Michigan. With that being said, I think that this is going to be more of a like a Georgia, LSU, SEC type battle, Alabama, and they're Tennessee working hard to keep him at home. And I know he's got a keen eye on the Big Ten schools and they're in the picture, but I just think when it's all said and done, he's going to be playing his football in the Southeastern Conference.
It would certainly be par for the course should he do so. If there's one school that needs an administrative assistant just to calculate all the offers, it's IMG Academy. Your thoughts on Tyler Booker, who had a very, very interesting quote that Greg Stadrawa told him, no Ohio State offensive lineman has had a concussion in the last five seasons. Very impressive. Interesting selling point. Your thoughts on Tyler Booker?
I think Tyler Booker is the kind of guy that's eventually going to be the president of the NFL Players Association. I mean, he's just a young man that's got his P's and Q's in order, again, on and off the field. He's got a lot of ambition as a person and as a football player. His recruitment is, there's several involved. I probably think Florida and Georgia are in the best spot for him, but Ohio State's certainly right there, as is Penn State, Notre Dame, Texas. Alabama is a school that he's camped at his whole life. Anytime they're in the mix, they always have a shot. So, Those are several still in play for Tyler Booker. He certainly knows what he likes about each of these schools. And it's not, you know, the jerseys are cool and they win. He's a very informed recruit on all the schools he's considering. That stat on Ohio State being evident that he's, you know, looking at everything and considering everything.
I would encourage anyone who hasn't to go back and read the story Steve did wrapping up Atlanta and all of Tyler Booker's quotes. He is an impressive young man. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk more recruiting.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick Six, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick Six has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick Six is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.
The seas have parted. College football prospects will be allowed to take visits in June. You will see this all over the site, reported by Bill Kerlick, Fast and Furious, as guys continue to set up visits. One of the guys we expect to visit very soon, Kristen Miller, a defensive lineman. Your thoughts, and apparently his relationship with Larry Johnson, shocker, it helps.
Yeah, you know, I think Kristen Miller, he had a decision date locked in or was going to commit soon. Long story short, Florida was the team to beat for him. I don't think that's true anymore. Ohio State's one that you definitely need to keep an eye on with USC again. USC is just doing a tremendous job building relationships with kids coast to coast right now. And then Louisville's in there as well. But I think Ohio State's in a sneaky good position for Christian.
You have not been as positive on Kojo Antwi. Bill Kerlick has. The Georgia native has set a visit to Ohio State. What's your vibe?
I think Ohio State has to rally to land him. I think that Texas A&M is the one to beat going into the officials. He also has one to Georgia, and he has one to Ohio State. I think Ohio State's probably running three going into the officials, but that's okay. I mean, Ohio State's a school that can go from 3-1. I think he does have a tremendous relationship with Brian Hartline. Obviously, he's seen the success of the program. And just because they're running number three doesn't mean they're a long shot or anything. I think he has great, genuine interest in the Buckeyes, and we'll see what happens with these official visits.
Last guy I want to talk about. He's awesome. His state of residence makes me nervous. He just got an Ohio State offer. You reported it. A.J. Harris, the corner.
Man, he was the best player in that camp setting over the weekend at Under Armour Atlanta. He's one of the premier corners in that class. His change of direction is off the charts. His burst, just a tenacious competitor. Georgia's built a nice little lead here, in my opinion, for AJ. They've been on him the longest. I think Notre Dame's doing a good job with him. And so with that, I'm thinking, you and I talked about it off air. This is a young man that I think Ohio State can make a move with, you know, and he's just starting to blow up, just getting a bunch of other offers right now. But his family's got some Midwest ties, I believe. And he's a guy that I think will give Ohio State a good look, and we'll see what happens.
These guys in this current class, they have not visited anywhere for the most part. When Ohio State rolls out that red carpet, it is very hard to say no. So optimism should abound. We appreciate Steve stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you in the front row.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.